David, obviously there is a huge difference between black culture and black gangster.
Gangster culture. Exactly. But that's what I said. I didn't say black culture. I said black gangster culture. Please, can we call things by their proper names? I didn't say all black culture. I very deliberately said it's nothing to do with skin colour. Okay?
And of course, black people were... Many black people have been victims of this looting and violence too.
Victims, and many of them are respectable, God-fearing, hard-working, of course. But until we recognise this cancer, blacks themselves normally recognise it. There is a cancer. Look, that dear woman, do you remember the woman who stood up in Hackney? She looked much older, but she was in her 40s with the walking and harangued them.
And
get her on the program. Get her to tell you things about black gangs.
I'm just interested to understand how you feel race has played such a part in looting.
Steve, you're just not listening.
I am listening.
You're like so much of the liberal establishment. You're incapable of separating words from each other. I have not talked about race. I've talked about culture. And until we begin to understand this, we will get nowhere.
And do you think, because I haven't seen the figures, I don't even think they've been collated yet, do you think that the majority of people who are being arrested and charged, what do you think the breakdown is in the different...
What's very interesting is that this hasn't been done. It's perfectly clear it varies very, very sharply. If you just look at the photographs, I mean, for example, the rioting in Manchester was much more white. The rioting in Tottenham and in most of South London was much more black. It varies from area to area. But I'm sorry, I'm not talking about, as it were, racial groups. I'm talking about a particular cultural group. As I said, a particular type of black gangster culture has become dominant amongst all our disaffected young people, whatever the colour of their skins. That is the point. That is the problem. The educational underachievement of white boys is, if anything, even worse than black boys.
What would you do about it?
Well, we've got to call it by its proper name, as I've tried to, and received a lot of flack for doing it. And then we've got to try to fight it. The only place where we can make any impact on this is, to begin with, in schools. And, you know, it's not easy, for God's sake, in the most petty and childish way. I was involved in Dream School. I saw exactly what the problems are. But we've got to throw every ounce of energy into saving and rescuing these people. Because literally, Steve, that's what it's about. The people who the community suffered. Individuals suffered. People were killed. But the people who suffer most are these children themselves. You know, they hate themselves. They hate everybody else.
Sorry for interrupting, David. You said about the flack that you're taking on Twitter. The lawyer and commentator, David Alan Green, has written this about you on Twitter. In his casual bigotry, bullying, rudeness and superficial non-expertise, Starkey is everything which is wrong about our elitist culture.
That's just abuse, isn't it? He doesn't answer a single point that I've made.
Well, do you know much about black culture and black gangster culture?
I am absolutely no expert on it, but I think we've seen the results of it. I mean, these riots have been very interesting. The liberal elite has just found itself with its back put against the wall, and it's been confronted by evidence. It's brutal, it's cruel, it's literally inflammatory, it's savage.
And when you say you're no expert on it, David, but you're minded to talk about it, and you say we've seen the evidence of it. Can you just spell out to me the top-line evidence of the black gangster culture that you've seen?
Well, you watched it for 4 nights.
Was it not pure and simple looting, criminality?
Well, what do you think gangsters are about?
What was black gangster about it? What was black about it?
rather a lot of blacks are involved. If you read the Twitters, which I read some of them, they are written in this patois that I'm talking about. The nihilism and the violence is the nihilism and violence of rap. I'm just astonished that facts that get up and shout at you are so difficult to digest. And I know the whole liberal mindset hates what's happened.
David, we appreciate you coming on the programme at short notice.
A pleasure.